This is News Director Larissa Donovan as we wind down this 2022 election season. Joining me for another interview, she was victor in the primary election last August for the Bemidji City Council at-large seat. Welcome to our studios, Audrey Thayer.
Thank you, Larissa, and it's just thrilled to be with you today.
Well, thank you. We're only days away from the election at the time of this recording. What are your thoughts? What's your energy about as we get to the finish line here on November 8th?
I've had a fantastic time being out in community, been in organizations, door knocking, flyering community. We had fun putting signs up, as you can see, all over the city. That was a little bit of a competition. How many signs can we get up and where can we get them? But I think it was the people. Those who talk with me know that I love the city. Bemidji, we have things that we can work on, but if you thrive on the negative, we're not going to solve them. So I get challenged when I hear, well, this is a problem or that's a problem, and I'm going, okay, I hear you, let's work at it. And and that's then engaging, and as you as a community person as well knows, that is it's like marketing people. How do you get them to engage and be involved? And that's the fun part of just this whole campaign and my time on the city council last 2 years.
I know you've been, one of your initiatives that you've been very passionate about is the Ridgeway Neighborhood Project. Now, it sounds like White Earth is about to purchase those buildings.
I understand they have signed.
All
so
right.
They are officially, if I'm not mistaken, are now the new owners. We have about 180 days to the details of that purchase agreement I have not seen yet, but from my understanding from what Bemidji Pioneer picked up from the chairman, that we would have 180 days to get the families out of three of the four buildings. One building is already closed. One is in serious need of closing. Families there not necessarily had leases there, so they call them there are people that are living somewhere where they shouldn't be. I think the word squatter, and I don't like that term.
That's the term.
I don't like that term.
Have some negative connotations.
Yes, it does. So with that, those one individuals will probably have to start looking very quickly. That's only 6 months. The other building's fairly good shape. We have an elderly unit that we'll see what's out there for a living assistance. Many of these people are Section 8, so that list is already big in our city. So we'll see. It'll be 6 months of challenge, and again, we haven't seen the official details of the purchase agreement. I haven't. I'm not privy to that yet, nor have I asked to look for it because it's been a busy week. But I am excited because it's a sober, clean, sober living program that they're implementing there. White Earth is known for its innovative programming. This will be exciting. It also will be a model for our community of how we can do sober living and programming in a large complex area. Right next door is the Ridgeway 3 and 4. They'll benefit from that. We still have work. We have the Ridgeway Neighborhood Initiative in there, and the work won't stop there or with the trailer. So I'm very excited that we have, something has changed, and it's been a long, almost 3 years of challenges. And I have to credit Sandy Hannon for her work in community. I had an opportunity to work with her the last couple years. Terry Mead, who is our AmeriCorps person in there. There's been some key people. There's been the Rotary Club that stepped up. All of those individuals have done volunteer time. That's that part of marketing and seeing community move forward. So it'll be an exciting next year.
So as you've been door knocking in our community, what are some of the issues that your potential constituents or your current Ward 1 constituents have been bringing to your attention?
We have, obviously, housing is still number one. We have a lower population over at BSU. We don't know if that'll increase because nationwide, universities are struggling. So the new president will have his hands full in making that a goal, because we were at 5,000. I think we're about 2,000 less than that right now. So some of the properties kind of getting moved. You're seeing property for sale, and Larissa Donovan and I live in the same ward. So we are seeing properties going and have been. So housing has been a concern. I voted in support on the JPB on a housing project, and neighbors weren't happy.
That's what, and the former Tabor's bait
yes,
site.
Yes, and it was in situations when you have that vote. There's very little you can do if they've met all the requirements that are requested by a city or a commission, and they did. So the best I could do was load on a bunch of trees, require trees. And require, you require shrubs or trees, something so that at least it looks better. We are the city of trees, so I'm always talking about trees. So we'll see. So housing, transportation is a huge, again, there's a number of groups in our city that are started on transportation, have been working on transportation. Now you get the dialogue going in communities saying, this is what we really need by transportation. We have BSU students who have no vehicles. We have international students there that would love to come down and have dinner downtown with no transportation to go and be in any of our restaurants downtown. Maybe they want to go to Walmart or Target in the evening after a long day of classes to shop, and there's no transportation. We have disabled. We have people who cannot afford vehicles. Many second and third shift people who don't have cars are working in our big box factories, our box stores, not factories or box stores. But, I'm hearing a lot on the transportation. Parking was a big deal. We are now working and getting ready, and so met with DBA this morning on that whole parking issue. So, and we have there are still communities in our city that feel unheard and would like to just be involved with some initiatives, and that would be the disabled community and the GLBTQ community. And those, again, our city sometimes is a little slow in understanding that all of us have a right to be at that table. Every one of us have that folding chair and can come to the table, no matter whether we agree with that group or not. And that's the piece that our city has to work through, because there's other groups that have not approached me that I may not think much of, but I would listen to them absolutely, and I would support them.
So for those who may not know you, what can you tell us about yourself? In why did you want to run for the at-large seat this go around?
That was a little confusing, for the city, because we've always done things a certain way. It was an open seat. It was a special election. Anybody could run. I chose to run because I'd already been doing a lot of the all-city work in the city. And for $5, and to put your name out, why not?
$5, yeah.
And I also know that I'm an action-orientated, get-the-work-done person. I have to learn patience sometimes just to wait on everybody else on issues. But I feel like I can represent the city well. I'm not interested ever to be in a mayorship. I'm just not. That is not something, So what do you do with the last few years of your life before you start thinking about what you want to do personally? It was to be at large and serve the city and listen to people and expand the skills and the critical thinking that I offer to, and the listening skills I offer this city. I love Bemidji. We have issues. We always do.
Probably always will.
Yes, but I love challenge, so this is it. And love listening, and, all the way to too much water in a gutter on a corner of a street to pigeons in our neighborhood.
Pigeons.
I'm okay.
What is your stance on Bemidji's pigeon population?
We have a huge pigeon issue going on. They're all in Ward 1, I'm sure of it.
I noticed.
But somebody told me down by Keith's Pizza we have a flock of
them. They're moving into Ward 5.
Yes. Yeah. So, but It sounds like, you know, it's a good, we can laugh, but boy, when they're in your yard and mucking up your, you know,
your car, your
everything,
garden.
And there are people who feed them, and that's their choice. There's no ordinance saying they can't feed them, but it is stressful for our community. Believe it or not, it's about the pigeons, so.
I think people can find reasons to find stress in just about anything. But recently, the Northern Township announced its intention to withdraw from the Joint Planning Board. And what do you see as the future of zoning and planning in our city?
Well, I think we first have to make a step on here and find out what Northern Township, I agreed that if they want to separate, let them. You know, you don't get into caretaking or pointing fingers. And so I just said, if they want to do it, let them, and keep the door open. So it was like, I used the analogy Monday night, and it was a little bit of humor, but it was like they've asked for a divorce.
I was cracking up at that reference because everyone else started using it, and I couldn't hold it together.
It was, but they asked. And so let them, give them that time. We have the agreements a year to two. Depending on, and let the township know, they know that we're okay, whatever you decide, and then come back to us, and we'll hear you out. And so what will be the future? Let's say it does happen. We'll have to iron out with, we have really, really good staff at JPB, and who picks that up, and how do we do it, and how do we divvy up that, because we've shared expenses, and just put that into the budget. And you know, we have a levy discussion in December, but I think we can, you know, that'll be some discussion, but nothing permanent, because we really don't know until Northern Township comes forward.
All right. So you've been serving as the Ward 1 representative since you were elected in 2020, seated 2021. What are some of your proudest accomplishments so far on the city council?
Well, obviously the sustainability committee. I had argued and said this is what we want. Worked with BSU sustainability, and now have been appointed all but one city rep. We were looking for one more city rep. The council approved, so they're on their way. The community and police advisory commission, the committee, I wrote with two other council people, the mayor and Ward 5. She's now not on the council. She's on our dear committee, though. She's come back, Nancy. And so I'm happy for that.
Me too.
Yeah. So Nancy's back with the dear committee. And I'm happy for that. I really am, because she brings skills. And so.
You'll know where you stand with Nancy.
Always,
I've always noticed.
Always. So so that's that community and police advisory was one of my wishing that I had. So they we wrote it. It's up and running. We have a council person that will be stepping down now. He's that's sitting on there now, so there'll be a reappointment. They reappoint all committees in January. My involvement with the vote on the Sanford Event Center, that was, you know, a tough vote. Created a little controversy that we took that vote. I supported Ron, my counterpart. We're both running for the at-large seat. Him and I both agreed that it was time for a new management company, and I voted that. So being very fiscally responsible and engagement in community has been, I'm very, very happy with that. And to know that there are groups in this community that have never been heard are now involved. I also believe in equity and diversity and inclusion. And we still have a ways to go to have our city look like the people that they serve. But that doesn't mean it's over. So it's just more to do.
So going forward, as we're just days away from the election, what do you want Bemidji voters to know before they head to the polls?
I'm honest. I have a commitment to the city. I'm consistent. I'm a little direct. And I don't like to spend a lot of time talking on issues. I do take a lot of time listening. But to rehash and rehash, no. If you've listened closely, you know exactly how the constituents think. I believe that they'll have a representative that will listen and will accept the calls, will act, and will do what is necessary. I've only lived in the city 30 years. I'm third generation in this community, with my family all working and being part of this city. So, but the land base that we sit on has been my family's ancestral land from the beginning of time. Well, actually not. The Dakota people were here before the Anishinaabe. But I also have to lay claim to my German heritage because my dad was from Brandenburg, the state of Brandenburg in Germany. And I'm really grateful for that because I learned how to be inclusive. When you're around multi people, cultures, not race, cultures, you really start embracing difference. And it's fun. That's what they're going to get.
Foot in each door, right?
Yep.
All right, Audrey, is there anything else about you or your campaign you wanted to be sure to get out there before I let you go today?
I want to thank the many volunteers, the many who have financially supported this campaign, which was huge. It took a lot of money for the signs and for all of the literature and the mailings. And I thank this community for the volunteer work, for the words of encouragement, for the, you know, what we're good at in Bemidji is, you know, conversation with another saying, oh, by the way, and for the positive and remarks and the support. I owe so much to this city for just getting me to where I am today. It's about the community, not about me. It's about every one of them out there, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I don't even know how to repay you other than being a very good civil servant.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. Audrey Thayer, Bemidji City Council at-large candidate.